You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Monday afternoon. Let's check the weather forecast with Mark Russo. He's the senior weather analyst at Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois. Tell me about the weekend storms across parts of Illinois and other parts of the Midwest. Who got rainfall? How much?
Well, specifically here in Illinois, Todd, the biggest benefactor of the rain was north central Illinois, primarily around Peoria, northwest towards the Mississippi River, but outside of that zone, for all practical purposes, missed out here. If you go further west in the areas of northern Missouri, much of Iowa, and then up into Minnesota and Dakotas, that's the area that got more significant rainfall here over the weekend. Now, there is some rain activity ongoing now in areas of Illinois, but it's very isolated, very scattered, moving through pretty quickly. So overall, we do not see any kind of significant widespread relief from today's rains.
Tell me about the heat in the southern United States.
Well, across the heat, across the southern U.S., the heat is going to be easing a bit here in areas such as the Southern Delta and Texas as we go into the latter part of this week. However, the reason for that is because of the ridge of high pressure now centered over Texas moving to the desert southwest. But as we look ahead towards next week, you do see that ridge coming back to Texas, ultimately warming things up across not only the southern plains, but also across the southern delta as well.
And then move up into the Midwest and a forecast for conditions throughout the Corn Belt.
Yeah, well, overall, it seems like the focus of attention now is turned for the dry areas here in the Midwest, which are primarily confined to the northeastern quadrant here in northern Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. And the bottom line is that specifically in this dry zone, it's going to be difficult to get significant precip over the next couple of weeks. And for much of the Midwest, overall the activity here, especially the next 7 days, looks very, very scattered, and totals just on the lighter end of the range. So along with that will be a bias of a warmer than normal temperatures, especially into next week as that ridge builds back into the southern plains. So you know, a warmer, drier pattern here coming up. Again, nothing extreme, but certainly depleting topsoil moisture levels.
Any places across the planet that you're concerned about at this time other than in the Midwest?
Absolutely, Todd. We have Eastern Europe, which continues to be very hot here and dry. Hungary, Bulgaria, Romania, Serbia, Ukraine is also involved with that. And actually parts of Western Russia is involved now with the heat in drier than normal conditions. Indonesia, Malaysia, their palm areas are now trending drier after some relief over the past couple weeks. So that's an oilseed area in need of rain here coming up through the end of the month.
Mark, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Earth Risk Technologies. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You can hear him again in all our agricultural programming. In fact, anytime you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org. And on Wednesday morning, my Twitter feed and the whole of that website will be engulfed with the USDA crop production reports right at 11 o'clock Central Time. If you can't find the numbers, they'll be there for you on Wednesday morning. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.